Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. This is an RPM challenge update, so record production month challenge update for day 13. So today is actually the 25th of February, but I'm just catching up with a few boos. So day 13 was a few days ago. 13th sort of evening in the studio, and for that I believe it was a Saturday actually, so it was probably the 20th of February. Anyway, I spent some time in the studio making a bit of an instrumental groove, and I was delighted to have been joined by my son Henry, who heard the noises coming from the studio, and decided to come and investigate. So he came in and had a go on the exercise machine, which is something he likes to do. Well, we only let him do that when there's an adult around. So he had a go on the exercise machine and was sort of exercising away in rhythm with the music, and then he started improvising some little vocal bits. That he wanted to, he sort of vocally joining in with the groove. So I thought, oh, this is good. I like this. This is a bit of creative input from my son. So I went ahead and recorded him doing that. He was a willing vocalist, got him to record a little bit of his voice doing what he wanted to do on the track, and grab those bits, put them in the sampler, and hey presto, arranged that track with his vocal bits in it. So that's quite cool. I'm quite happy with that, and that constitutes song 5 on the album. He has decided, as I'm doing on all the tracks, I have a video and an audio recording of the final track, and I'm taking to posting those bits, clips of those audio of those videos onto Instagram. So I posted it onto Instagram and showed the kids, and Henry decided that he thinks the track should be called Boomcracker, so that track will be called Boomcracker, as named by Henry. So there we go. That's a rather nice little story, nice little closed loop for Henry's creative input on one track of the album that I'm doing Record Production Month. So yeah, thanks for listening. Take care. Toodle-boo.